It's that time of year again when we all rush around buying turkey and cranberries. We get together with family and loved ones and give thanks for everything we have. But some of us have less than others. And among the ranks of those in need, there are always children and young adults. We want to take a moment right now to talk to some who, through no fault of their own, know what it's like to struggle.
Been on my own since I was 13.
Shauna Littell. As a girl, she says she fell through the cracks of the Ohio Valley. She was misplaced, forgotten, and never knew what a stable home was.
For my 16th birthday, I had a little girl, my birthday present, Ashley.
Shauna's life was bleak. She tried to kill herself twice.
You know, when you're there in that mind frame, you honestly can't see a way out. I felt like that would be the best for her, but I survived.
Shauna was born into a culture where it's possible that children are forgotten and neglected. But she did catch a break when, as a scared 16-year-old mom, she stumbled into youth services system in Wheeling.
So scary. There's a man sitting at the table. We start talking. He's saying all these big words. Can't comprehend a word he's saying, but continued to listen. He gave me an opportunity for life for me and my daughter. At 16, he set me up in an apartment. Most kids were worried about new clothes, when they're going to get their hair done. I was worried about shampoo and toilet paper.
The man Shauna met that day was John Moses, CEO of Youth Services System.
I often say that I feel like I'm the wealthiest man in Wheeling, having been in the company, you know, of so many lives.
Youth Services System is celebrating 40 years this year. John has been around for 36 of them. He says the story of the existence and expansion of Youth Services System follows the discoveries the organization has made of the need within the community. What happens to kids who outgrow foster care? What about kids who aren't counted as homeless because they're couch surfing? What happens to juveniles released from correctional facilities?
You'd be surprised in all of my years how many times I've heard kids tell me that on their 18th birthday, you know, their bags are packed and we're told we did our job and now you're on your own.
Five residential programs and a variety of community-based programs exist today for these invisible populations. John says it's a valuable investment of time and energy.
Desperate people do desperate things. And if you don't have support, if you don't have someone you can lean on, if there's not resources that you can make yourself, that are available to you, people are tempted to make all sorts of decisions.
It's something John knows all too well. It was early in his career when he had an encounter that emboldened him to work harder for abandoned young people.
It is still etched in my memory when we went to the morgue and that body bag was unzipped, seeing a kid that I knew who had ended his life. He was 17, soon to be 18, and I think in his own despair and sense of hopelessness for his own future, he thought that this was the best way out. And that that heightened my resolve that we had to do anything possible to prevent that sort of thing from happening.
Kylie Fisher is another beautiful young woman whose life has been affected by youth services. At 22, life has taught Kylie about domestic abuse, crack cocaine, rehab. She knows what it's like to live in an unheated garage apartment with a baby.
I mean, I can't even walk down the street and people, hey, you tricking? Are you prostituting? Excuse me? And I mean, that's what people have to deal with when they live on the street. Turn into drugs. because that's what's there. It's not love being thrown in their face. It's not support being thrown in their face. It's drugs being thrown in their face.
Working on her GED, Kylie found out about youth services system.
You know, I don't have family that calls me to check on me like that. So when you do have somebody like that, I just can't say how much of a blessing it really is. I'm just very grateful for them. I really am, because I don't know where I'd be today if it wasn't for the youth services system. I really don't.
But Kylie isn't out of the woods. She doesn't have a GED yet. She recently lost her job, and she has to manage with a toddler. But she's working on it. As for Shauna, the 16-year-old scared mom who stumbled into youth services system.
I graduate next semester with an associate's degree in human services. My daughter is now 19. My biggest fear was that my daughter would fall into my footsteps. And now I look at her and I see what I did. She is a sophomore in college.
Organized in 1974 by local citizens, social workers, clergy, attorneys, and judges, CEO John Moses says their motto and the driving idea is and ever has been the same for 40 years.
You know, whatever it takes, that's pretty much been our motto, our way of doing things, whatever it takes. The kid's at the door now. You have to respond. Whether you can pay for it, whether you make it legitimate, whether all that stuff is not important. The kid's at the door now.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Ford in Wheeling.